Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to say thank you. Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you free course. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Is this everybody? Are we waiting on anybody? Anybody knows? Okay, all right. Because by my little clock here, we had like 5 more minutes. But if we start 5 minutes early, I guess we could end 5 minutes early. Okay? All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, what a demonstration. Amen. What a demonstration. The apostle led us in prayer. You saw firsthand the benefits of praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And you notice it didn't take him very long before the Holy Spirit began to speak to him. You know, and we sit there and we say, oh, well, that's apostle. No, that's supposed to be each and every one of us. When we get to the point that we have built up our spirit man, then it won't take us long either. You know, we read about like forefathers and those people who prayed in the spirit, let's say 40, 50 years ago, and they talked about tarrying. You know, these people used to pray all night. Well, we're finding, you know, it doesn't take God all night when he's trying to get a word to you. But in order for you to receive that word, you have to build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Remember that antenna I told y'all about? I think it was on last week. You know, that antenna has to be up. And how do you get that antenna up? By praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your spirit man. Study the Word of God. Fellowship with your Father by praying in the Holy Ghost. Spend time with him. Just spend time with him. You know, sometimes, you know, we go before God and we don't have to ask him for anything. We just want to tell him how much we love him. We want to tell him how much we thank him, how much we appreciate him and what he has done and what he is doing for us, how good he is, how big he is, how powerful he is. You know, just sometimes that's just what you want to do. You want to take the time to have that communion, that intimate relationship with God that we talked about in the beginning of this class. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, chapter 4 is so power-packed. It is no way that we could complete that chapter here tonight. No way in the world. So what I would like to do, I'd like to go over a couple of things that, you know, we have already done. I'd like to remind you that your exam is, I think it opens next week. Exam week opens next week, but I think they're giving you extra time until after Christmas, or because of Christmas, I think you might have some extra time to get your exam in. Your exam will cover chapters 1, 2, 3, and I guess that's that little portion of chapter 4. You know, you might have a question in there or two. What I do encourage you to do, go to the web and look at some of the quizzes. Look at exam 1, look at exam 2. Because your final exam is usually going to pull from some of those questions. There are a couple things that we went over on last week. For example, I shared with you, your author was talking about in the Old Testament that there were, I think he said 12 names, revelation names of God. Well, he didn't give them to us, amen. But I did share on last week some of those names. And I think on, I don't know if it was on the exam or on the quiz, I made reference to one of them, just a little reference. I didn't ask anything about them. I think last week there was a word, and I said, remember this word because you'll see it again. I think it might have been soteria. I don't know. It was a Greek word. Okay, it was a Greek word. Amen. Soteria. And then, you know, just so you'll see that. The main thing is, I guess the most important thing is that you as students here, I think what's in our apostles' heart when he decided to do this whole class on prayer, is just making sure that every student, those here, those who are viewing by internet or online, that we understand prayer, that we understand what prayer is, what prayer is not, what is the purpose of prayer, and that we all learn how to pray effectively. You know, when I say effectively, I'm talking about praying to get results. That's what we want. We want to know that when we pray, God hears us. And we want to know that we can expect him to answer us. And that's what this course is all about. It's just learning how to pray effectively. And I think we'll be learning until Jesus comes. You know, because, you know, that's just the way God's word is. Pastor has been, I call him pastor and I call him apostle. I call him apostle pastor. He's been using the word progressive. You know, when my grandmother was praying, you know, for example, you know, God accepted where they were because that's all they knew. If all they knew was Our Father, that's what he accepted. And then, you know, as we have grown and as God is beginning to reveal more to us, we have just been exposed to so much more than what they were exposed to. So God expects more. And then the next generation, he's going to reveal even more to them. And then the expectation, you know, is going to be there. You know, I want you to walk in this. The other thing that I wanted to focus on is our man of God, our apostle, is teaching us about the supernatural. His whole focus right now is the supernatural. One of the things that he has shared with us is that when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we're in the supernatural. Amen. You're in there, right? You know, you're in there. Now, how far you go in there is going to be up to you. And that's why I encourage you, spend time praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, for those people, I'm also one of the altar workers, you know, and we'll tell them, okay, you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You're speaking in tongues. So every day, spend 5 minutes. Start off with 5 minutes, then go up to 10 minutes, then go up to 15 minutes, and then get to the point where you are able to pray in the Holy Ghost for an hour. You know, and, you know, we pray here as a corporate body, 1 hour every week, and then before every service we pray 30 minutes, and there are sometimes, you know, that hour, it just goes by so fast we don't even realize it. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the easier it's going to be to pray for that hour. You know, I don't tell anybody who's just starting out, you know, pray for an hour. No, you know you're not there yet, but you're going to grow into it. And that's what you want to do. You know, I've heard our apostle say that sometimes, you know, he will spend hours. You know, we talk about 1 hour. He spends hours in prayer. And don't hold yourself to an hour. I mean, if you're led to go past an hour, then go past an hour. And I think the main thing is that because of where he is, hallelujah, and where God is right now, we're going to have to build ourselves up, amen, to be prepared for what God is doing and what he wants to do, amen. We have to build ourselves up. I mean, I can't stress that enough. God is moving. He's moving. And we want to keep up with him. As students in this school, the expectations are, you know, that you will build yourself up, and as God moves through our man of God, you as students will move right along with him. You know, every year, I share with you, every year the students think our class is the best class. You know, every year, because of the revelation that God gives to that class. He knows who's here. He knows where you are, and he knows what it is that you need. Amen? So you always feel like, man, our class was, I mean, I was I forgot what years it was, 19, might have been 90-something, you know. And I thought our class was the best class. I mean, you know, you couldn't tell me that, you know, it couldn't get any better. But here I am sitting in on the Apostolic Strategies class, and it's like, oh, my God. You know, we didn't have the benefit of having that class. So I just want to admonish you. I just want to encourage you. Spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, and then you will begin to see the benefits in your own lives. It's not just something that, you know, Apostle is telling you. It's just if you want to bypass the enemy, if you want to keep him guessing which way you're going, which way you came from, pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is one thing I wanted to go back. You know, when I go home and I go over the outline and I look at some of the things that I've shared with you, I realize that I have missed an opportunity. On last week, I shared with you from your book, the author said, some people have a hard time establishing an intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father because their earthly father was not the perfect role model. They think God is the same as their earthly father. It was just a statement that the author made. And, you know, he went on and he says, you know, as a result of that, some people have a difficult time, I guess, experiencing the goodness of God. They can't imagine that God could be that good because their father was not that good. And, you know, that verse over in Numbers, turn to Numbers 23. And there's just the first couple of words that I want you to hold on to from that verse. Numbers chapter 23. And you've heard it, and you know it. You know, some people, you know, for the benefit of those people who may be online, or you know. They may think, well, you know, yeah, that's the way I felt. My father did this, didn't do that, was this, wasn't that, you know, just for the benefit of those people. When we look at Numbers 23, let's look at verse 19. And we're going to read verse 19 and 20 together. Amen. Ready? Let's read. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Amen? I mean, and I don't know if you know the story here, but I guess Balak and Balaam, somebody was maybe a king, and, you know, he wanted to, he called this man, and he said, this is what I need you to do. I think he was a prophet, and he said, I need you to curse the children of Israel. I need you to curse them. You know, they're getting too close. And he offered this man all kind of stuff, and it was amazing to me because the man never said, no, I'm not going to go with you. You know, he said, come, let's go here, and let's go there. And I think about three times he told him to come and go. But anyway, you know, and then the response is, God is not a man, you know? And this is what I want you to hold on to. You know, God is not a man. You cannot compare him to any human being. You see that? You know, so the author was saying, you know, that some people have this hard time because they think God is like their human father. No, he is not a man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This word says that he's not a man that he should lie. We can count on him. If he said it, he'll do it. If he's spoken it, he'll make it good. So when you go to God in prayer, you have to know God is not a man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can go to him. I can ask him. You know, for something that's in line with his word. I want you to hold on to that. In line with his word. You know, God, he's not no foolish God. Now, you can't be asking him for foolish things. Amen. But you can ask him for, look in the Word of God, see the things that he has promised, and then you present those things back to him, and then he looks at your heart and he sees that you're asking him in faith, he will do it. He will do everything for you that the Word of God says that he will do. You know, I've heard men of God, you know, talk about, you know, healing. We've all known and heard people who pray when they're dealing with some kind of sickness, some kind of disease. They'll say, if it be thy will. No. It is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. You go to God in prayer, and I've said this once before, you want to ask him how. Amen. Which way do you want me to go? What plan are you going to be using here? You know, what's the pathway to my healing? That's the purpose of praying. You're not asking him, you know, if it be your will, heal me, heal my child, heal my brother. No, it is the will of God. And there are other things, you know, it's the will of God for us to prosper. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So all we got to do is just get with him and say, okay, Lord, give me your mind, give me your will, give me your understanding, give me your pathway to my prosperity. Amen. And then he'll do it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to correct that. Just hold on. God is not a man. God, don't ever try to compare him to any human being at all, whatsoever. You know, our apostle is telling us about our infirmities. We have infirmities. Amen. All of us have infirmities. God has none. Hallelujah. Jesus has none. No infirmities. We have them. Glory to God. So just remember, he's not a man. We do not compare him to any earthly mother or any earthly father. Hallelujah. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, when you're praying in tongues, there's a dual purpose for praying in tongues. And our apostle has shared this with us. I don't know if you get the daily meditations, but I just wanted to focus on it one more time. And that is the dual purpose of praying in tongues is for enlightenment and empowerment. And that's for you personally. As you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, you become enlightened and you are empowered. Over in Acts 1 and 8, remember the verse, it says, but ye shall receive power, amen, empowerment. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, remember? And then when that empowerment comes, then you're ready to go out and do the work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying in the Spirit, he also told us, it magnifies God. It made God bigger. I think we talked about that on last week. The more you pray in the Spirit, the bigger God gives. You know, gets. You know, you're praying in the Spirit, and then all of a sudden, you begin to really realize, you know, God is not a man. He's bigger than that. He's more than that. And then you start to think about, well, how big is he? You know, in prayer, you know, it can come to you. How big is he? And it's like, how powerful is he? How mighty is he? And then your mind, it just begins to realize, however much you can think about how big he is and how great he is, he's greater and he's bigger than even that. Amen? Our minds cannot comprehend all that he is. Hallelujah. And then we call him Father. Hallelujah. We call him Father, and we can go to him as children. In chapter 4, there were a couple things. Believe it or not, I'm going to go to the end. At the end of the chapter, the author gives us some steps. And he says, according to the word, what steps should we take to pray? Most of us are doing this already. Amen? We're already doing it. Number one, he says, we need to decide what we want from God. You know, You have to decide that. What do you want from God? Number two, look for a biblical verse that supports your petition. Look for a biblical verse that supports your petition. Now, I've heard our apostle say, you know, you don't need 50 scriptures, you know, if you're dealing with something. A lot of times, this is what I've found. I have found that the Holy Spirit will sometimes speak a word to you. And sometimes that word is found in a scripture. And you get you a good Bible, and you go to the concordance in that Bible, and you start looking up those words. And invariably, one of those verses will jump out to you. Amen? You know, it'll do it, because, I mean, that's the way the Holy Spirit is. I mean, he is your helper, he is your teacher, he is your standby, and he is there to guide you, you know, through whatever it is that you're dealing with and whatever it is that you're seeking God for. Amen? He'll do that. I'm trying to think of some times that God has given me a word. Sometimes it's a phrase. Oh yeah, I remember. Oh, this is a good one. You know, years ago, we had a tragedy in our family, and I have been praying about it. You know, we were all distraught, and I heard this word: "The battle is not yours." I'll never forget that. And I knew I had been hanging around Word of Life Christian Center long enough. I think I hadn't been a member very long, but I'd been hanging around here long enough to do what I had heard the man of God say. He said, "Find the place where it's written." Those were the words. Find the place where it's written. So I went to the Bible, got my little concordance, and I started looking for those words in the Bible. And this is how it's going to happen with you sometimes, not all the time. God is so good. He is so merciful. He is so gracious. You know, the old folks used to say, if you make one step, you know, all he wants to do, you don't even have to make a step. All you have to do is just lean towards him. And he says, yep, they're seeking me. Yep, they're seeking me. And he will help you. Amen. And when I found it, and it was in, is it First or Second Chronicles? I don't remember, 20. Second Chronicles, 20. You know, and I mean, you're talking about instructions. I mean, it was just instructions. It says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. And I'll never forget that. And it was like, oh, my God. And so here I am. You know, we got the tragedy going on in the family. And I go to my family, you know, and I tell them, I say, y'all need to calm down, y'all need to stop. I say, the word of God says, da 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 da. You know, and I read it to them. And I say, and it's found here. Well, about nobody seemed to be paying attention to me at all. You know, they were just upset, they were angry and everything. And a couple days later, I got a phone call from my brother, or one of my brothers, and he asked me, now, where that scripture at? You know, it was like, it was just so amazing. So, you know, even though God gave it to me, he gave it to me so that I could give it to them. And that's the way he is. You know, it's not always just for you. It's for you to share with somebody else. Sometimes what's going on with it is not even about us. You know, we think everything is about us. That's why, remember the Ezekiel 22 and 30? God is looking for intercessors. He's looking for people to stand in the gap. And sometimes, you know, he'll lay a person's name on your heart. He'll just call you. You know, you're praying or you're seeking God, and then all of a sudden somebody will come up. Well, he wants you to pray for him. You do not need to know what. Amen. Hallelujah. It's none of your business. Sometimes you do not want to know. Amen. All you do is say, Lord, I'm praying for, let me see, Pumpernickel here. I'm praying for, nobody's name Pumpernickel. I'm praying for Pumpernickel, you know. And then you say, You know, something like your will be done, Lord God. Help them, Lord. Meet their needs, Lord. And pray in the Spirit. That's the purpose of praying in the Spirit. You know, because likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself. Yes. Amen. He knows the mind of God. He knows the will of God. He knows how to go around that corner. Amen. He knows. Amen. And when you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying the perfect will of God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. That's important for you to know. You're praying the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, we're praying about things. And, you know, you say, well, I haven't even yes, you prayed about it in the Spirit. And God is handling it. He hears it. Remember I told you that it's the language of the Spirit. It's the language of heaven. Heaven understands it. You may not. Our understanding may not be enlightened to what we're saying unless the Lord reveals it to us by his Holy Spirit. Unless he reveals it, we might not know. But heaven hears, heaven knows, and heaven is ready to answer. Amen? All right, let me see. I stopped at look for a biblical verse. So find the place where it's written. Just find one. Just find, you might want to start with one. Now, this is something that Apostle had to help me with. I think it's over in John 5:39. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. A lot of times we think it's the scripture. It's the scripture. But he has been telling us, always look for Jesus in the scripture. Look in the scripture. You know, I am the way. You know, and you might think that's the verse. I mean, you know, that's, I'm going to stand on, I got this scripture. No. You may need to just meditate on I for a while. I am. Amen. I am. He said, I am. Remember last week, I am that I am. Remember, I am is saying this. The great God who calls himself, not who calls himself, who is, I am, has said that. So, you know, just look for him. Know that he is the one that's going to be doing it, not what's written, not the logos. Amen. Hallelujah. It's him. And he will give you a rhema for you to stand on. Amen. Number three. Okay, we got decide what you want from God. Number two, look for a biblical verse that supports your petition. And I like the words, find the place where it's written. Number three, ask God for the things that you need. You know, we never understood that what they used to tell us. He said, you have not because you ask not. You know? A lot of times we're not asking. We're rehearsing the problem. We go to God. We got this long prayer. And we just rehearsing the problem. Lord, you know. I did the best I could with this child. Lord, you know. This child do this. Lord, you know. This child do that. And all God is saying is, well, what you want? You know, tell me what you want. Ask me for what it is that you want. Amen? And then we know you have to ask in faith. You have to ask believing. You have to ask knowing that God is hearing you and that he's answering you. And then number four, and that's what it says, you must believe that you will receive what you're asking for. Your author says, do not doubt. Then he says, meditate on the promise. Now, meditation is something that it took me a while to catch on to. Reverend Leroy Jr. is a meditator. Oh, my gosh, he is a meditator. The purpose of meditation is when you think about that word, rehearse that word, say that word. I'm trying to think of some other words, but you know what I'm talking about. God will begin to give you revelation on that word. Amen? And it'll be things that you didn't even, you couldn't even comprehend. It's like, oh, my God, where did that come from? You know, sometimes it's just something as simple as, you look at something and you think you know what it means. And then all of a sudden, through meditation, God will give you a totally different meaning. And then you'll understand, well, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I really and truly hadn't thought about that. Let me see if I have, I don't think I have it. Well, I can't think of any examples right offhand. I know I have one. I know the situation, but I can't think about the word it. Oh yeah, it, yeah, it. You know, and when you're meditating, let me tell you something. Meditation make you, in the natural, you feel so silly. You just feel so silly. You're saying this because then what you're doing is you're finding different ways to say it. You might say, okay. And the word I had was, it ain't nothing. That was the word. And for like 2.5 years, my concentration was on the word nothing. I had me some scriptures about nothing, and they were good scriptures, and everything was just fine. And then Apostle started teaching on meditation. And I was sitting there, and he said, go back. You know, he said, go back. I said, oh, okay. And so I got my word, it ain't nothing. And I decided I was going to take it a word at a time. And I got to it. You know? And I felt so silly. So silly. Oh, my God. How many ways can you say it? You know, I say it, you know? And then I say it, you know? And then it. And I think it must have been like that third time. Then I heard these words in my spirit. Well, God came, amen, I didn't hear him. God revealed these words to me. He said, look at it and look at God. Isn't that something? You know, and this is what he does for us. This is what he does for us. And then when you start looking at your problem and then look at God, amen, then God becomes magnified. I mean, he becomes so big, and you begin to say how big he is compared to this problem. Amen? Hallelujah. And that's what Apostle was sharing with us, and, you know, he was telling us about, you know, when we pray in the Spirit, it magnifies God. You know, God becomes bigger, and the devil becomes smaller. All of a sudden, we begin to see, you know, this thing, I thought this thing was all of that, but it's not. God is bigger than the devil. He's bigger than any problems that you might be dealing with. So just, you know, take time, ask the Holy Spirit. Again, we're dependent on him. We need him. Ask him to reveal it to you. Ask him to teach you. You know, teach you how to meditate. That's just where I am. You know, help me, Holy Spirit. Teach me how to meditate on the promise. And then your author says, give glory and honor to God with thanksgiving. See, all this is in prayer, because you want to get to the point in prayer that you know that God heard you and that God is answering you, so you say thank you. Amen. That's all you do, you know, you just say thank you. Amen. All right, like I said, now that's at the end. You might see it, you might not, you know, you might not see it. I just wanted to share that with you. You will see, like I said, you know, your understanding. When we think about the chapters, what is prayer didn't come to like chapter 2 or chapter 3. But anyway, we did the reasoning, we did the purpose, and then we say, what is prayer? Okay, so these are the kind of concepts that you want to have, you know, with you. We talked about the purpose, and remember how we defined purpose? The original intent. Remember all of that? Amen. Now I'm going to do something here. I'm going to ask y'all if y'all have any questions about anything that we have gone over. You need clarification on anything? Man, y'all are great. Nobody has any questions. None. Well, amen. Let me see where we are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, that's a wrap. Y'all have a Merry Christmas. Amen. Praise God.